Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Sure, you've obviously heard before that writing a book can transform your business, but the truth is not any book will have the impact you're hoping for. So to truly elevate your brand and boost your income, your book needs to be intentional and it needs to have a strategy behind it. Because it's not just about having a book. It's about having the right book that aligns with your business goals and that's going to resonate with your audience. So in today's episode, I want to explore how you can create a book that not only establishes your expertise, but also serves as a powerful tool for brand building and income growth. So the first key to writing a book that builds your brand is to focus on your ideal audience. Your book should really be tailored to the specific group of people who are most likely to benefit from your expertise and become your clients or customers. So ideally, it's the people that you serve already inside your business. Because understanding your audience, it's more than knowing what they like, what they don't like. You want to make sure you can grasp their desires, their challenges, their pain points, all of that kind of stuff you do already inside your business. And you want to translate that into your book. Because this deep understanding, it allows you to create content for your book, inside your book, that speaks really directly to their needs and offers them real value, real change. Now, when I wrote Publish to Impact, I could have written a book that serves other people just about how to write or publish a nonfiction book. But I wanted to narrow it down because I love working with business owners and entrepreneurs who want to write, who want to become authors. And I use that vision to create the content inside my book. I didn't want to try and appeal to a broad audience. So I honed in on the specific needs of business owners about becoming authors and provided actionable steps, insights in a real clear, easy way that really direct their concern, that really addressed the pain points and challenges they have, which meant for me not writing a book that is super long. Now, to effectively reach your ideal audience, start by doing a bit of research. Talk to your current clients and audience. Understand their common questions and struggles, and you can use their responses and information to shape your book's content, to shape them through that journey of who you're writing the book for. You then want to position yourself as the authority inside your book. This is really cool because your book is a platform to showcase your expertise and position yourself as that leader in your field. But your authority, it's not just about making bold claims and, oh, I've done this, I've done that. It's about just demonstrating your knowledge and providing valuable, actionable content that your readers can apply. That showcases your thought leadership. That showcases your authority. So to position yourself as an authority, go beyond surface level content because the surface level content is what everybody's doing. So you want to share why are you different? What's unique to you? What strategies do you have and real life examples that highlight your depth and knowledge? And don't be afraid to dive deep into your topic and provide solutions that your audience can't find elsewhere because that's what's going to build trust and establish you as a credible resource. And it's going to create a better connection with your readers too. You then want to create a really good value proposition. So for your book to boost your income, it needs to offer real value that aligns with your business goals. So I want you to think about how can your book drive interest in your products or services? You want to provide a clear value proposition to your readers. So consider what actionable takeaways your book provides and how they tie into your business offerings. For instance, if you are a consultant your book can include case studies and examples of successful projects. And that's naturally going to lead readers to seek out your consulting services. If you're a coach, your book could feature different strategies or exercises that prompt readers to consider your coaching programs. And this is why lead magnets inside your book are so important. Because if you're looking to bring new people into your world to generate more income, you need to be putting lead magnets strategically inside your book. And there is a way to strategically do this so the reader is not going to feel like they're overwhelmed with offers and being sold to. Because remember, it's all about creating value. And when you integrate your book's content with your business offerings, it can create a real seamless experience for the readers too, because they're going to see practical value and they're more likely to explore further and engage with you and engage with your brand. But the fact of the matter is you need to make sure you're showcasing so much value inside your book, but you're also sharing your story, because before anything comes your story and then comes your message. Which leads now into the next point, which is to integrate your brand message inside your book. So your book should really be an extension of your brand message, and it should reflect on your core values and your identity. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. The consistency between your book's content and your brand, it's going to help reinforce your brand's personality and mission. So use your unique voice and style throughout the book. Make sure that your content and that your words, they're going to align with the overall message you convey through your other marketing channels too. Because that coherence, that's what's going to help build a stronger connection with your audience. And it's going to reinforce your brand's credibility. Because what's going to happen is they're going to go and seek you out, and they want things to match. They want to feel like what they see in your content on social media or your website or wherever they find you, they want that content to match what they've just read, because that's what they're attracted to. So you're focused on your key value proposition. Once your book is published, you now want to leverage your book as a marketing tool. So it's now time to use your book as a marketing asset. Your book should really be an essential part of your strategy, your marketing strategy, because that's what's going to help you connect with your audience and also attract new opportunities. Think about creative ways to promote your book and leverage it in your marketing effort. Now, there are different ways that you can promote and leverage your book in your marketing. You can host a book launch event, offer free chapters as a lead generation, or you can use reviews from your book in promotional materials. Your whole book can also be used as a lead magnet, where it can drive traffic to your website and start generating interest, generating that like, know, and trust in your services, in your brand, in your products as well. I've done exactly that for Publish to Impact, where I now just give it away to anybody who would like a free book. I mean, it's just a lead generation tool for me. It's not, yes, I spent thousands of dollars getting it published, but at the same time, it's brought in a whole lot more income from that book. And that's not including book sales as well. So think about how your book can be used inside your marketing too. And finally, now you want to maintain consistency and follow through. So make sure your book's message remains consistent with your brand and you follow through on the promises made in your book, because consistency is what's going to help build trust and it's going to reinforce your brand's reliability. And if your book advocates for certain strategies or principles, make sure you're living up to those principles inside your business. And if you're promising certain outcomes or solutions inside your book, you want to damn well make sure that your products or services align with those promises as well, because that is what's going to reinforce your brand's message and strengthen your position as a trusted authority in your field as an author as well. So there we have it. And writing a book that builds your brand and boosts your income, it's about more than the words. It's about more than the content. It's strategically writing a book that is going to resonate with your ideal audience. It's going to showcase your expertise, and you're going to make sure that it's going to integrate seamlessly with your marketing. So as you're on the book writing journey, I want you to keep these focuses in mind. I want you to understand your target audience. I want you to position yourself as an authority, create compelling value proposition. I want you to integrate your brand message, leverage your book as a marketing tool, and maintain consistency in what you're saying. So there you have it. By focusing on those aspects, you are well on your way to writing a book that creates more income, impact, and influence inside your industry, and one book that's going to open up so many doors to new opportunities and increased influence. So until next time, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.